Hi, I'm Jim Marjoram. I'm gay and recovering from religion. Here's my story. An average kid born in an average middle-class home in Sydney, Australia. I always knew I was different, but when puberty hit and the other guys took a whole new look at girls, I was just looking at the guys. There was no decision involved, it's just how I was. So Christianity told me it was wrong, although in the 70s it wasn't even talked about. But after a profound spiritual experience, I read the Bible from cover to cover, joined the local Anglican, or in America that would be Episcopalian, church, looking for love, meaning, and a way to be what I deemed normal. In many ways, my religion only made things worse. It increased the thoughts of guilt and shame, as well as the levels of frustration and self-loathing. At the age of 19, I heard about deliverance ministry and casting out the demons of homosexuality, and I thought I would finally be free. But after a few months, I walked away with nothing changed, and so on I went to various Christian counsellors. I got married at 23 to a wonderful woman who knew I was at least bi, but had no idea of the reality of my struggles. It was a sham, and something I'm not proud of. We do have an amazing daughter, though, and remain good friends even to this day, but it only lasted 3 years. I then became involved in radical Pentecostalism, again thinking it would be my salvation. All the counselling stuff was very hush-hush, of course, but after being caught out with another guy when I was in a high-profile ministry in the church, I had to step down for more counselling and so on. Very humiliating and shaming, as the rumours spread, of course. But I thought I found the key to it all when I discovered the writings of Leanne Payne in the early 80s, who linked homosexuality to our relationship with our father, childhood trauma or abuse, and lack of emotional support and so on. It all seemed so clear and obvious, so with the help of a couple of good friends from Youth with a Mission, I set to work analysing my childhood. However, I had to make the theory work, so I made things much worse in my mind than they actually were. But I was determined and managed to live in complete delusion that I could now live a normal life. So, as you do, I got married again. My wife had been in a couple of lesbian relationships, so we thought we understood each other and were prepared to commit to our lives together. Of course, it was an uphill battle, and as you can imagine, we had a really unhealthy relationship. We became deeply involved in a small Pentecostal church that slowly became more cult-like as time went on, and ended up in many bizarre forms of counselling. Fortunately, that church imploded and we found our way into Vineyard Movement to recover as best we could, where we took on many active roles in leadership and worship. It was there in the 90s that we discovered Living Waters Reparative Therapy Organisation, in other words, a pray the gay away sort of approach to the whole issue. We became worship leaders and group leaders for them and strong advocates for the organisation. But although I would never openly admit it, it didn't change me in the slightest. I desperately struggled to put on a straight face and tell people how amazing Living Waters was. And yes, they were very loving and supportive people, but deluded nonetheless. I suffered from depression and suicide ideation from a teenager, and it never left me. Even through Living Waters, the depression never left. I just learned how to push on, keep repressing it all and smiling. But the shame and guilt never left. The cognitive dissonance was excruciating. It wasn't until my wife of 22 years died of cancer in 2011 that I finally felt free to search for real answers. Only then could I begin the painful process of unraveling and dismantling all my paradigms about faith and sexuality. I questioned everything, came out as gay, and discovered a whole new world of love and life. I saw the incredibly destructive core doctrines of Christianity and their power to undermine every aspect of self-worth, replacing a healthy view of humanity with the belief that we are worthless until we get rid of ourselves and let Jesus take over. We're told things like more of Jesus and less of us, that God requires unquestioning obedience and that our thoughts are utterly untrustworthy, and many other doctrines that poison our real value and potential. The whole question of whether being gay was sin or not finally became irrelevant. I was free from the crippling bondage of a religious belief system. My passion has now become helping LGBT people to uncover the impact of religion in their lives, to help them discover their true worth as human beings and the absolute joy of unconditional love and acceptance. I no longer adhere to the Christian faith, but have a wonderful sense of oneness with the universe, of inner peace, and a sense that I've only got just begun in my life, really. For the first time, I'm actually living loved, and life is good. I've gone on to create a support group called Silent Gaze to provide resources and safe spaces for LGBT people to process their faith and sexuality free from any religious bias. I've also published my story in a book called It's Life, Jim, which you can get from Amazon.